We all voted, well, over the last couple of weeks by the looks of the pre-poll votes.
Yeah, yeah.
In our region, we are dyed-in-the-wool Labor. Mm. But there were some big swings against Labor in Newcastle and the Hunter over the weekend. Mm. We wanted to know why exactly.
I just got a text from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Yeah, just saying, but Bill told me he was going to be the next Prime Minister.
Well, yeah. Ross Greenwood, Channel 9 Finance Editor. Why do you think such big swings against Labor for us, Ross?
I think there were really a number of issues that were absolutely key here. Amongst them were, no doubt in my mind, just the view that tax changes, the big tax changes that Bill Shorten and the Labor were proposing, were probably too big for many people to go with. And so as a result of that, I just think a lot of people probably were a bit spooked by that and just worried about what might come next.
So many different ways to look at it, isn't it? There's did Bill just lose the unlosable, or Labor, but I'm saying Bill, but or did Morrison run a really brilliant campaign of just not a lot of message, just a bit of scare?
No, look, seriously, I think it was more the case that I think people were more spooked by the Labor agenda.
Right.
It was, if you'd really spoken to any of the coalition, if you'd scratched them too hard on Friday or Thursday last week, they probably would have admitted to you it was unlikely that they were going to win. So the polls got it wrong, the bookies got it wrong, the pundits got it wrong. And it really sort of, I think, comes down to a few things. You had older Australians who were worried about losing their dividend franking credits. Now, even though it wasn't going to affect a whole bunch of people, I think they were worried about that. I think the property investors were worried about losing, well, either A, the negative gearing benefits, or B, the impact that those policies might have had on their house prices. So I think they were worried about that. And I think the other small thing that is underestimated in many people's eyes is the fact that over the past 10 years or so, you've had almost 7 million migrants come into the country. Many of those people are aspirational. They're not your typical what I'd call Aussie working class type of people. They're workers, no doubt, but they're often small business people. And so I think in that case, I think a lot of politicians and a lot of the polls just don't pick up the influence of those new Australians and the influence that they have on our polls.
One of the things that kind of stuck out to me in the lead-up to Ross was you had Bill, he was gabbing about this and gabbing about that. There were so many messages that he was trying to send us. The one day that Scott Morrison released his policy and his vision for us, you know, Bill jumped on the 5% for first-home buyers. And it's like, well, where did those figures come? How come that wasn't being talked about? It's like you were grabbing at everything.
Mm. Oh, and no, I think it's so true. And you then kept on saying, where does the money come from? And it was really one of these things where people had in the past seen big spending, big taxing Labor governments. And I think that there was at least, well, look, and let's be honest, it is pretty tight. It's pretty much 50-50. And I think people have been troubled by that and about a return to those days. There's no doubt that the Labor Party politically was more stable than what the coalition has been. Obviously, you know, knifing Malcolm Turnbull was never a good look. And the one thing you can guarantee is that given that this is an election victory against the rub of the grain, as it were, there's no doubt that Scott Morrison will be there for the next 3 years. He's got to get back to Parliament, though, because there's stuff that he's got to do that won't be that easy to get through, including tax cuts. So anybody earning under $126,000 a year is going to get $1,080 from July 1 this year when they put their tax form in, so long as, you know, they can get it through Parliament. But there's other bits and pieces like those first home buyer grants that are due to start on the 1st of January next year. These have also got to be legislated. So really, to be honest, the Morrison government, I suspect, is going to get back into Parliament pretty quickly to try and get the business done and get started again.
I'm more interested now who Morrison will be looking across that desk at. You know, between Plibersek and Albanese, I think Albo will be the runner. Right. And I think he wanted to be there a month ago.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a funny thing. Doing the Nine election coverage on Saturday night, we had Julie Bishop sitting there. We also had Anthony Albanese. Tanya Plibersek was there. So it was interesting at about 7:30, as these votes started to drop, and all of a sudden everybody's going, hang on, something's not quite as was expected. The mood and the attitude in that room changed almost instantly. The Labor people got, you know, incredibly quieter and darker. They weren't as effervescent as they'd been previously. Julie Bishop starts throwing even more bombs than she was doing anyway. Because, of course, Interestingly enough, those three people all of a sudden were staring down a totally different job than what they expected.
Yeah.
Tanya Plibersek expected to be the Deputy Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese probably the Minister for Transport and Infrastructure, and Julie Bishop, who knows what she was going to be. Well, then, all of a sudden, you know, it could very well be that Anthony Albanese was going to be the leader of the opposition. Tanya Plibersek was going to have to fight him, and Julie Bishop could have been our new US ambassador. So, I mean, it was just hilarious to just watch the change of body language.
True. Before. I bet you Albo wished his mic was off when I'm pretty sure I heard him utter, "Bloody Bill."
Ross, thanks.
Anyway, so it was just interesting to watch all of this. And, of course, it's important to everybody because it does affect every one of our lives.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ross. Really appreciate your time as always.
No problems at all.
There's Ross Greenwood.
I thought an interesting little quickie, right?
Yeah.
Because of the same-sex marriage vote, loads more younger people got onto the roll and took it more seriously. So therefore, they had to vote this time around. Mm. Weren't we told that all people young wanted climate change?
Mm.
Weren't they? Wouldn't they have gone Labor?
Mm. Well,
on that figure?
Possibly, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just thought that was really interesting that because of the same-sex marriage vote, there was the biggest amount of under-25s on there.
Mm.
Didn't win Labor.
No.